Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. 20 minutes away, actually more like 15 minutes away from the AMA. We'll get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929, but 120 on Wednesdays. Our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereth, joins the show, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
All right.
I mean, you know, we've been better weeks of football talk in cities. Obviously, what the Falcons did on Sunday wasn't great. I'd love to get your assessment of it. What did you see from that performance on Sunday?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, you drive down, you put a drive together, you miss a couple of field goals in that game early. You go into halftime at 10-0, and then it just kind of snowballed after that. With the pick six and the other pick. And, you know, Michael Penix just didn't look good. He looked frenetic. He looked rushed. He just looked off target. And almost to the point where it's interesting watching young quarterbacks, and we've been talking about this in Denver where I live with Bo Nix, this frenetic pace, this climb in the pocket, this like, oh, I got to get the ball out of my hand really quickly. And it just feels like the timing of the offense is off. And one of my good buddies, Joel Klatt, always says the timing of the offense is kept in the quarterback's feet. And when the quarterback's feet get rushed and he feels and you can just – it just feels frenetic, you're never going to be accurate. And there were so many like bad decisions that felt like rushed decisions, and then just bad throws where it was just missing a receiver, skipping one off the dirt on third down. You know, that like I said, that dumping it off into a – into a rolled up corner for a pick six, like those things can't be. And that's exactly what it felt like happened. Because as I looked at the game, I just didn't think the Carolina Panthers, I didn't think like, oh my gosh, they look great. And wow, look at this offense shine and run. It just felt like this slow mudslide that ended up taking over Atlanta and you lose by 30. And, you know, it just makes it feel that much worse because it was the Carolina Panthers, and they haven't been a very good team. And I still, like, I watched that film today, and I watched it yesterday in its entirety, and still didn't feel like, oh, gosh, Carolina's figured it out. I didn't feel that way at all. I felt like Atlanta just lost it.
Stick, what do you think? And, I mean, you've been on the offensive line, and you play different styles. What do you think of the pistol?
Well, I think the pistol is, you know, a form of getting into gun and still having both sides of your offense available for the run game. So one of the things, it's funny you even asked me that, because one of the things I asked Pete Carroll a year away, like, what did you make of your year away from football? And he goes, I just spent all this time watching. And one of the things that really bothered me is how predictable runs are in the shotgun. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if you get in you know, we'll call it near right or whatever, right, with the running back next to the tight end, or far right with a, you know, gun far right, the running back away from the tight end. Well, the running back's away from the tight end in shotgun, side saddles, next to the quarterback, you're running strong. If the running back is near the tight end, then you're running weak.
Mm-hmm.
So you're either running mid zone belly or you know, weak or belly weak, or you're running mid zone strong right. And so it becomes very predictable. And Pete's like, how have I not defended this better? Because it's so predictable. And so, you know, it was really interesting to hear. So basically, you know, you get into pistol, you can keep your wide zone open, which doesn't really happen in gun. I'm one of those guys that's old school in that I think you have to have a lot of under center plays.
Mm-hmm.
Not only the run game, but the play action where you actually turn your back to the defense, because it just sells it so much better and creates so much more separation between the underneath routes and the intermediate routes when you actually turn your back to the defense. So it just, the play action is so much better out of under center stuff. And so, you know, but unfortunately in today's game, like the quarterbacks coming out of college, nobody gets under center. So most guys can't operate it very efficiently. So it's one of those things that has to be learned over time, I guess.
I assume you were talking to Pete, getting ready for the Raiders-Commanders game last week, which you called. Commanders are coming to Atlanta this weekend to take on the Falcons. I know that Mariota played last Sunday. Seems like it's headed in that direction this week, too. We don't know for sure, but it seems like it is. What did you see from Washington calling that game?
Listen, offensively, before the game, man, they made two changes on their offensive line. Went to some bigger, you know, veteran offensive linemen, put them into guards, guys that have played tackle in the past, and they just dominated the line of scrimmage against the Raiders team that hadn't allowed anybody to run it on them. So they were incredible. They just smashed them. And of course, Marcus Mariota, you look at the way he operates, and he said, you know, my time in Atlanta wasn't very good. I really questioned, you know, what I was doing and should I continue to play and all that kind of stuff. And he was very honest about all that stuff. But he's back in an offense under Cliff Kingsbury that he really ran that got him a Heisman Trophy in Oregon. And, you know, in a very similar style. And, man, he can operate it. Like, he can flat operate that offense. And he still has enough at 31 years old or whatever he is, enough juice left to still be able to run it. And, you know, it truly is in the run game, it truly is 11-on-11 football. You know, it is like wing T stuff. And the stuff they throw off of that, they really operate. They had 202 yards rushing in that game. And they really took the fourth quarter off because they were so far ahead. Like it was just, you know, it was interesting to watch it play out, but they just dominated both lines of scrimmage in that game.
All right. Well, your wheelhouse. Your Giants, no, not your Giants, the Broncos. No, we'll get the Giants. But I want to ask you something about the Broncos. Is it more or less that Bo Nix, I won't say regression, but just how defenses are playing them? Because, I mean, they were in all three of those games, Steve.
Yeah. I mean, he's just been inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks kind of like what Michael Penix looked like last week, where you're just like, after week one, you thought, or after that Minnesota game, you're like, all right, we're on to something here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you look sped up, almost like for Bo Nix, it feels to me like there's just too much in. And so you're getting the play in late, and you're trying to get the right formation, and you got a different personnel grouping every other play, and you've got, you know, and all of a sudden you're like, you know, you're on the line of scrimmage, and you're clapping your hands, and you're like, let's go, you know. And it just feels like the whole operation is sped up. I don't know about you, but for me, like, I want to have, like, I want to hang my hat on a set of tenets that I believe in and things I know I can execute. And I played for two teams, and both those teams said, this is our identity, this is what we do. Now, we may show you a bunch of different formations and personnel groupings and all that stuff, but we're going to hang our hat on these three plays. And we're just better than you at these three. Like, we've run them so much, we're better than you. We're better at running them than you are defending them. And so, like, I think we get into a situation where we so want to coach and we so want to say, hey, man, we're going to get in this personnel group and then we're going to do this. And then we're going to short motion here and then we're going to shift over to here and the defense is going to have to communicate. And that's it. And, it, and you know, as much as you want to get the defense playing on their heels, like, that's great as long as you can handle it. But when you start making mistakes that are costing you opportunities, then it's too much. And that's what I've seen with Bo Nix. He missed three deep balls in the game last weekend against the Chargers that were touchdowns. And one of them, man, they ran a flea flicker. He didn't climb the pocket. He didn't slide up in the pocket. He sprinted up the pocket and actually ran into his center as he tried to throw the football. Eesh. And I'm like, what happened? Like, what? Like, it's like he got slingshot up into the pocket. And so just little things that you look at and you go, why? And part of it, I feel like, hey, man, you got too much on your plate. And when you have too much on your plate, it slows down your ability to process things quickly. And ultimately, it makes you play poor football, in my opinion, just from experience. That's just how it is.
Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth joining us here. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. We couldn't get you out of here without asking about this. I'm sure you have an opinion on it. Jackson Dart replaces Russell Wilson as the starter with the Giants. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I thought they should have cut Russell Wilson before the season started. So, like, I'm not surprised. Now, the big question, I talked about this, the podcast, the Stinger Street podcast coming out this afternoon, is who's the veteran on the Giants that pulls Jackson Dart aside and says, you're a quarterback, dude, wipe that one side eye black off your cheek and take your chain off and put it in the locker. You're a quarterback. You don't play wide receiver. Like, I get it with wide receivers. Wide receivers are like children. They're one, they're dependent. And then two, like, they whine and they bitch a lot if they're not fed. Like, okay, they're children. I get that they're going to wear necklaces and one eye black. You're a quarterback. Who's the offensive lineman that pulls him aside and says, hey, listen, dumbass, you can't go out there looking like Tammy Faye Baker, look it up, with mascara running down your face.
Damn.
Like, we gotta be a grown-up now. Right. You're a grown-up. So I don't know who that is, but somebody's got to do it.
Glad I asked. Yeah, Glad I asked. Thank you, Mark.
Appreciate
you,
Stink.
You got it. Be good.
Mark Schlereth there, Odyssey NFL Insider. God, it's just so – we should have started with that.
Yeah.
Just say some
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Stuff about Russell Wilson and Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
Insider Calls brought to you by, well, first of all, he's the host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, which you know, but need to know again. Also, Insider Calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. You can call us up and ask us anything. Please do. We will answer all of your questions after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.